Welcome to the Hype Attack Podcast,
where we weigh in on the latest in nerd and pop culture hype.
We are the band.
We're the excited conversation we all have with our friends
about the nerdy things we love
and geek about.
We are the Hype Attack.
I am the hype!
Hey, everybody. What's up? Welcome to the Hype Attack Podcast. We're about to get into some nerd and pop culture topics and conversation. I'm Doug. I'm here, as always, with Isaac, Rudy, and Jermaine.
What up, buddy? I'm not finger pointing down, sorry.
Oh, yeah, with the webcam. Brady Bunch.
I've been wanting to do that.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you guys have ever, like, watched a show or a movie or read a comic book or read, like, a real book or anything and saw some items, some weapons, some armor, something that you thought, like, man, I want that. I would love that in a battle. I'd love that in real life. You know, a la Ready Player One, for those of you that have read that book or the movie. So that's the topic that we're going to discuss today, is what our dream loadout would be in a world such as Ready Player One.
What would you take into the Oasis?
Exactly. But before we get to that, we are going to touch on what we're hyped about. So, what are you guys hyped about?
I'll go. So
I never do voices. I never do voices on the show. It's like really weird.
What are you hyped about, guys?
Well, Doug, I'm so excited. That always freaks me out.
Oh, yeah, the AC.
That's fine.
That sweet, sweet AC. It can make as much noise as it wants, baby.
Yes.
Anytime anything drops, like, you guys are like,
I swear to God, last episode I did it like once or twice, and I was like, not gonna do it. I look over at Doug, he's like,
yeah. You know, he's in my direct eye line, so every time he's like,
sorry.
And you never hear it.
Yeah,
every time. Episode,
you don't hear it. I don't know if I have my stuff up like louder than you guys. I hear every fucking like everything, really? And it's like, oh, okay.
Because it's like the AC, a plane, a flyby. You guys are like,
yeah. Sorry. Anyway,
what are you hyped about?
So, for me, it's two things. One.
Was it right here? Right here?
No. It's a. So I'm finishing. Tokyo Vice. I have one more episode to go. So. When I started watching it, I was on season one. Well, when I finally got into it.
Well, I hope you started at the beginning.
And they announced the cancellation of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So I was like, I'm done watching it. So Doug said, oh, no, you should keep watching it. It ends pretty good. If this shit does not end,
you know where he lives.
Your Prius will be littered with stale donuts that you can't even eat.
When it ended, I looked at Dave, my brother, because he and I were watching together, and I said, I don't know if there's going to be a season three or not. Like, they don't need it. They wrapped up this story. So, like, because it's loosely based off true events. So I kind of thought this was the story that they wanted to tell. And so
this whole season has been top notch. Like, I love everything about this second season. Like everything's been building up nicely. So I have one more episode to go.
Oh. Oh, you're that far into it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I just have the final episode and that's it. So if that shit doesn't end good,
It's really cool because from what I've read is that they got more access to filming in Tokyo than like any other show or movie has ever had, you know, to the point where they like paid off some Yakuza and like, you know, paid a lot of stores and stuff to allow them in the background and stuff like that. It's really cool.
I believe they have a book about it. So,
yeah.
So now after I watch this, like, I actually want to read the book to compare, you know, notes to the actual show, because the show's top notch. Like, I like all the actors too.
Yeah, so. And it's set in like the 90s, which is such a fun time for like tech, and it makes I still think the 80s 90s makes storytelling so much better because they don't just have a phone that has access to everything.
I really do like that.
They got to get to a payphone real quick.
Yeah. Like, when they're using the payphone, I'm like, brother.
Yeah. But when he wants to put a story in, he has to like just call and tell it, and then someone transcribes it. Like, cool. Right.
Then just a little quick aside, and you can totally do this if you want to, but there were a few movies that came out recently where it's like set in the 80s or 90s, and it does make... And it does, sorry, it does make the whole like movie like a little bit more rich.
Absolutely.
Just not having a fucking fun. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then my second thing that I'm hyped about, I've been patiently waiting for A Quiet Place Day One, which comes out this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go consume this movie. I just love like these type of sci-fi alien invasion type movies, you know.
People are liking it.
Whether it's like a Cloverfield style, you know, mm-hmm, Quiet yeah. Place or
Battle Los Angeles. Science.
Battle Los Angeles.
Yeah. Right. Battle Los Angeles. Yeah, but any of these movies, I'm like
Red Dawn.
That's my passion. Just
general invasion stories.
What about the the one where they're trying to film the alien? I never saw it. It was one of Key and Peele. The
nope.
Yeah, there you go.
No, nope. Finish. Yeah. That's right.
What about that one?
Would you say that an invasion movie?
I did watch that. I didn't mind it at all.
Would you recommend that? Because it's kind of been in the back of my mind. Like,
you have seen it?
I should watch that. Yeah,
it's worth watching.
Yeah, okay. I would say watch it if you're a fan of his films. Mm. Like, if you like his... So, it's not saying he's on the same level as M. Night, but it's just one of those things, like...
There's some turns.
Yeah, there's some turns in there, and if you're, you know, kind of not with, like, his film style and, like, his direction, you might be like, it's all right.
Mm-hmm. I think you might like
but it. But if you like his style of filming, you're going to go in there and you'll definitely enjoy it.
He takes certain genres, and his movies definitely aren't predictable. Mm-hmm. And yeah, some of them have, like, you know, there's going to be a twist, there's going to be a reveal. Mm-hmm. And some of his movies, you don't know that there are going to be those twists. And so when they hit you, you're like, well, goddamn, man. That was, all right, cool. That was an enjoyable movie. Yeah.
And then also, if and when you watch it, when you finish it, you're probably going to want to go online and do like a deep dive, and you'll gather more information that would probably make the movie even better in your head. Or if you didn't like it, you're going to be like, oh, that was trash. Mm-hmm. But there's just a lot of things that
usually don't want to go look for movies after I've been watching them.
After, because it's just things that you may not have, you know, gotten where you're just like, oh, I didn't. Huh. Notice that, like, especially with like the movie poster and all these things, like there's like little things in there that you
I heard about, like, that energy talk about. Yeah,
I feel like I'm missing out on that whole like realm, because a lot of my friends will watch a movie then instantly go read the stuff and tell me all these things I missed, and it's like, cool, I didn't realize that was a thing I had to start doing. But
same.
I guess maybe because I, like, in the old days I would just rewatch a movie. Mm-hmm. And so maybe now the fact that I know I probably won't rewatch it, maybe it's worth, like, there was one movie I watched recently that someone came and told me some of the stuff I missed. I was like, wait, there was like ghost, like, this wasn't like a horror movie, and it was like, wait, there was like a ghost of someone in a scene, like, all right, maybe it is worth rewatching. Anyway, though, you mentioned something, Red Dawn, when he was talking about alien invasions. We need a Red Dawn 2 with alien invasion Wolverines going after
but they killed Chris Hemsworth.
Ah, fuck it, no.
The master of sleevelessness.
Bring him back. Aliens bring him back to, like, work for them, but then they, you know, they tie him down and convince him, we're your friends!
Total.
Writing itself.
Random shit. I heard this earlier today that they, what's his name? Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill, they wanted to, like, mix the 21 Jump Street into Men in Black.
Do it.
Yeah, that was
just what I heard. Check your facts.
I think it's great. I think it would be a fun topic to do, is like what meshes or verses do we need?
And what expanded universes?
Yeah. Like, Marvel just announced Predator versus Black Panther in the comics, which I think sounds like...
Oh, man, that's cool.
Like, I think it'd be a great topic to discuss. What kind of fun
Black mashups. Panther wins.
Probably.
Black Panther wins!
Yeah, absolutely. What are you hyped about, Rudy?
Oh, I thought we were talking about Star Wars. No, I want to talk about Star Wars.
Go for it. Is that what you're hyped about?
Episode fucking 5.
Yep.
Episode 5.
Yeah.
What is it about episode 5s in Star Wars?
It's...
Because episode 5 is Empire Strikes Back. I saw something online. They a bunch of the episode 5s were like the heavy hitters of the seasons.
I can see that.
And a lot of the of the current stuff that's out right now. But holy shit, the Sith, Smylo Ren, wreck shit, and fucking spoiler, fucking everyone dies.
Killed everybody.
Yeah. Oh, the whole fucking post, the whole poster, like damn near everyone on that fucking poster is dead.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I'm like, holy shit, like that way to just fucking turn everything on his head and like, whoa, this is the era of many Jedi, and many Jedi fucking died.
When you were watching episode 4, was there a thought, a moment where you go, who the fuck are all these other Jedi? And you're like, I bet they're gonna fucking die. And then they like they're the first to go.
Someone compared them to the red shirts of, exactly of Star Trek. They're like, oh, look at all these brown shirts.
Yeah. I resemble that remark.
Well, I think I saw people bitching like, you know, in episode 1 or in The Phantom Menace, they said like, oh, the Sith have been gone for thousands of years or whatever, and it's like now they see the Sith. And in my head, I was like, or they're all gonna fucking die, and no one will live to talk about it.
That's what it seemed like. Because like, he. What the fuck is the character's name? I don't know.
The Stranger.
Is it?
No. That's what I'm seeing them call to the helmet that they're trying to sell right now. Smilo Ren?
Okay.
Yeah, The Stranger.
I like the Smilo Ren thing.
His name, it's when like, he was the bumbling guy, is Kamir.
Okay.
But
do you want to go
there? I think Star Wars Instagram came out a thing.
We can just call him Kamir. That's fine. What? No, you better not have been a Kamir reference, motherfucker.
Jesus.
Nope, lost it.
Fucking, you know what? That's the perfect time.
Guess I'll just go and fuck myself.
Great interruption, thank you.
I had something.
Well, you think about that.
Did you guys know on the poster how...
We need to put that poster up on the
Soul screen. Is the only one that has like the lightsaber kind of going in like the... What is it, like the vertical? I mean, horizontal. Horizontal direction, but everybody else is kind of like a diagonal. Parallel.
Oh.
But it's one of those things, while I'm watching the show and just seeing like who he is and like what he's doing and everybody else is dying, I'm just looking at it, you know, like, does it have some type of meaning? Because his direction is just different from everybody else's. So I don't know. It was just a thing. I was actually looking at it last week while we were in here.
I remember. That character, Smilo Ren, whatever, he said, or, you know, whatever, you Jedi call me Sith. So he's not really proclaiming himself Sith.
Yeah, he said the Jedi would call me Sith. Mm-hmm. And then, so there's room, or people are, I think, very much like wishful thinking that he might be the first Knights of Ren or Knight of Ren or something like that, or he might lead into that. I think that this show is exploring the idea that there are multiple paths in studying the Force or believing in the Force or whatever.
Yeah.
And we've seen the witches and now this guy, like, I think we're exploring that. And I think we're exploring the Jedi dealing with that. Mm-hmm. By dealing with that, I mean like dealing with that.
And speaking of that, were you guys upset that, like, you know, we got to know some of these Jedi and they just died off?
The only character that I was upset about was Jeki, Soul's Padawan.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, she was the only one that was like, actually had some character to her. Like, mm-hmm. was well acted.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, she went out like a G though. Like, she, you know,
dude,
she went down swinging.
That death scene though, just, he shanked the fuck out of her.
That three-piece combo, no biscuit, it's fucked up. speaking of the Knights of Ren though, someone said that the Knights of Ren theme played when at the end of the episode when he came to pick up his helmet, like specifically.
Yeah, or Kylo's theme. I don't know if they're the same theme or not.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, oh, so they're trying to make connections, apparently.
Yeah, which it's all fun.
But yeah, it's interesting. Like, I want to see where it goes.
I did like his, what he was doing to their lightsabers, like the dampener or whatever he was doing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was sitting there like, ugh.
I fucking pissed myself when it happened because
it smelled so bad.
Because they hit and they went off. I'm like, the fuck? And then they're sparking, like they're shorted out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that was, I don't want to say a big piece, but that was a piece of the first three novels, the Thrawn trilogy, that everyone keeps going back and taking stuff from. And they took that from there. Apparently, they actually revisited it in the Clone Wars. I guess I haven't seen those.
It is in some canon book also. Like, I forgot what the title of the canon book is, but.
But it's the ore, the metal, the substance is called cortosis.
Mm.
And it, when the lightsaber hits it, it like generates like a feedback in the saber that causes it to short out and go out. And I get, as soon as I saw it, I was like,
And again, this is one of those things where,
My nipples.
Can you see him from there? I
didn't know the name of it. I didn't know it was a thing, but I pieced it together while the show was happening. Like, oh, he blocked with his things and then they sputtered out and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Cool. He's got something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then I went online and I saw, like, it was a thing that existed. And again, going back to my, I don't want to say hatred, but my dislike for how much this show is getting disliked, the amount of hate that got, and people,
really?
Why wouldn't someone just make full armor out of that? Why wasn't Vader's suit just made out of that? Like, everyone, and again, these are all the hardcore Star Wars fans that they want Star Wars to be the greatest thing ever. And it's like, well, if you were hardcore Star Wars fans, like, you would... like, know the backstory to this. You'd Google it. And again, it's just one more thing where it's like, these people aren't actually fucking Star Wars fans.
Interesting.
Right, yeah.
There's very limited amount of it, or, yeah. I don't know, if you wear it, it gives you fucking chest testicles.
Because I had the same...
Sign me the fuck up.
The same thought when I saw General Grievous and how he's made out of metal, and then you have those...
His Magna Guards?
Yeah, they had like the double-sided like stunning lightsaber, but it could block. I was like, why wasn't he made out of that shit? I was like, damn it. But, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things. Like,
well, Mandalorian's Beskar steel. Why doesn't everybody just use Beskar? Because it's a fucking limited resources. Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. That's how the economy works.
I'm very glad, though, that there's a reason why the lightsabers are broken. I was like, they have some fucking shitty made lightsabers. Like, what's going on? I just thought, like, oh, they tapped it and he broke it, you know. But.
Oh, I was super excited when that shit happened. I was like, fuck, yes, go back to the well.
Cool.
Of all this cool shit that they have, and like just sprinkle it in, just like they've been doing, like the Mandalorian did, like sprinkle that shit in there. Yeah. Like, take a big clump of Thrawn and throw it in there. Like, fuck yeah, let's go.
I'm the type of person I like when you have these characters or any character within the story that's powerful, but certain people, clans, whatever you want to have, things that could like alter or dampen, these people's ability, because now you're like, they're not on top of their game because they gotta do hand-to-hand combat.
Yes,
that was one of the things. I was ready for that, because I was like
right now.
I was watching that, the whole thing. I was like, yes, throw down.
That was great. I don't think I've seen in on-screen stuff with Star Wars live action stuff like just straight up fucking badass hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah.
Oh man, my fucking nipples were fucking going.
And there was a moment I was like, "Oh, he's about to get it." When Soul was about to like decapitate his, was like, and then he stopped because of old girl. I was like, "Damn, you was about to get the business." But I was excited for that little moment right there.
I'll add, and I think I mentioned before in one of the previous episodes that we talked about the Acolyte, was the use of the Force. Same thing, they're not adding a bunch of stupid new powers or anything like that. They're just using hardcore telekinesis the best way possible. I mean,
he force healed, by the way.
Did he force heal?
He force healed.
He did do a little hand waving over.
That's right.
A little cut on her side. And he's like,
yeah. I'm sure that's Disney. Like, just we're gonna make this accepted at this point. But
it's fucking canon.
Yeah. But during the fight, like, just him like stabbing the one Jedi and then like force pulling another one into the blade.
Mm-hmm. Off scene decapitation.
Yeah.
Screen.
It was so cool, and I don't want to say like a fight scene can like save a show, but I think it's certainly like the tip of the iceberg of like what we've been building up to, which I think maybe that's the theme with these Star Wars shows. It's like they're going to do the slow build up and then they're going to give it to us.
And... I don't care about any Jedi or Padawan dying. It was them trees, dog.
Oh, that lightsaber force twirl saw action. Mm-hmm. Is there a name for that, by the way? I'm just like putting words together. That was just fucking
Sabertoss.
It was happening, I was like, it's happening. I was like, oh shit. No, that was great. I think my only little like story beat issue, I was like, man, you have everyone's battling with all their abilities and everything like that, and then not that he couldn't fight these things off, but then like it's the moths or whatever they were that saved the day. I was like, okay, whatever. But the rest of it was really fun.
Yeah, I mean, animals can be crazy. I wouldn't want to get attacked by, like, six dogs.
They're, like, centipede dragon moths or whatever the fuck they were.
Yeah.
They were creepy as hell.
You should know your pest control. You know they can do damage.
Maybe they're...
You should just been like, there you go.
Maybe their little hands like just feel like really weird. Like, you know, like when like a praying mantis gets on you, it's like somehow pinchier than what it should be.
I was going to be mad if like they killed him. I'm glad that they fucking didn't.
As soon as he was gone, I'm like, yeah, he's coming back.
Yeah. For sure.
I kind of wanted him to just be like, and then just disintegrate him.
That too, because like they've done that move in the games. So
well,
like,
he did that.
I'm waiting
at the
for
end of the last season.
Well, no, episode. But like I'm waiting for one where like he like channels his rage and then like does the thing where it's like a explosive wave, like a complete globe, not just a like the front push.
Man, they better
that Starkiller. That Starkiller
the
move.
Force Unleashed.
Force Unleashed.
Boy, I would even be here right now.
Still be running.
Yeah, man, you guys would be doing this show with three people right now.
One last thing, though, while we're on Star Wars, I saw an old interview with Lucas, and it was fascinating because just how much of it I think still applies today, because I think people were questioning him about the prequels, because there was a lot of hate for the prequels back in the day. And he was saying that he said, like, there's a good amount of people, fans, that want Star Wars to be a tough guy movie. They want it to be the Terminator. They want it to be, you know, the rated R movie. Mm. And they hate it whenever there's something childish or something for children. They were talking about Jar Jar at the time. And I just feel like that's kind of what I've been saying too. But like, I think there's a lot of people that just want Star Wars to be this badass show, and it's for kids, and it always will be. And there's always going to be little childish beats. There's always going to be fun little characters to make the kids laugh. And I think people like, you know, he said this great thing about like if you're painting your house and you want to paint it white and someone walks by and tells you like, well, the house would look better green. It's like, yeah, you know what? Maybe it would look better green, but I wanted to paint it white. And so it's going to be White House. That's what Lucas was saying. It's like, that's what they're doing.
It could be like a good mixture, because you look at like the Marvel Cinematic Universe and it has its beats. Like it has its little kiddie moments, but I get it. You know, there are people who look at it like just like Power Rangers, you know, when they had that mature, like little fan made version, it's like a lot of people, you know, like, why can't Power Rangers be this?
But yeah.
The show is what the show is, and you'll get some of those beats as the show goes on. But just like any comic book movie, you're going to get like, you know, the little laughing moments. You're going to get stuff in there for kids. You're going to get stuff in there for the adults. But I think generally want a good story.
I think at this point there's enough Star Wars shows going on, and we're kind of seeing it where we're getting genres within Star Wars, right? It's not just Star Wars as a genre. We're getting the Western with the Mandalorian. We're getting kind of a mystery with this a little bit. It's a horrible mystery, but I think that's what they're leaning towards. Andor, of course, gave us cool rebellion and shit. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe that's also where, as more of these come out, like maybe fans need to recognize like, look, you might like Star Wars, but you might not like the genre that they're trying to do. So maybe you just won't like this Star Wars show, and then that's okay. And to your point, maybe they should do a more adult Star Wars and more kid-friendly Star Wars, which they have with the cartoons and stuff like that. But, you know, like, maybe there's room for that. Like, okay, this is going to be the rated R Star Wars that everybody wants.
But God, I couldn't even imagine what that would look like. A hard R Star Wars.
Yeah, I feel like we got a little taste of it with the end of Rogue One with Vader's hallway scene.
Full on. It would just be an hour and a half of that, and people would still bitch like his cape was flowing, like he swung to the right, but his cape went to the left. The VFX artists are shit. Anyway,
I can't let go of the thought. You're talking about Jar Jar Binks. I just can't let go of the thought to think that maybe Michael Jackson as Jar Jar Binks would have saved the whole franchise. Okay, whatever. Come at me in the comment section.
Jar Jar still bites me, but I get it. Something for the kids.
I can't wait to see Darth Jar Jar and the fucking
the Lego stuff. Thing. Yeah,
like
some of the sets are coming out. The Dark Falcon and the X-wing TIE Fighter. Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, Isaac, what are you adding about?
Music gonna hurt you.
Excuse me. The trailer to Nosferatu. Nosferatu just dropped. And if you're familiar with Robert Eggert, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, he did The Witch, Northman, something else I'm probably forgetting, but like it's just they're great. Basically, they're great looking fucking movies.
Yeah, slow and great.
Yeah. Indeed. But if you're not familiar with the cast, it's Bill Skarsgård's going to play Nosferatu.
Ooh.
Willem Dafoe is going to be Van Helsing.
Ooh.
He played Nosferatu in, I think, Shadow of the Vampire some decades ago. I'm so fucking stoked for this movie. Lily Rose Depp is going to be in it. Who's the fucking guy that played Beast in First Class? Nicholas Hoult. Yeah, he's in that too. So
I love Nicholas Hoult.
Just based off the trailer, I had no more to expand on it other than it just looks really fucking good. I love horror movies. It's like, it's a great time to be a horror nerd this year. It has, they pumped out some really good spooky stuff, and it's still continuing on during the summertime. So I'm fucking excited about that. And then secondly, what I've been hyped about, and I won't go into major detail, but just in general, you've not caught up with it, but Game of Thrones, House of Dragon, this last episode was intense. We kind of talked about it in a few episodes ago, but whatever. But my own personal hype. But the way that the first season ended, you're like, oh man, you know, major cliffhanger. And then the first episode of this season started up, and I was like, okay, get to it. And they really like pulled the wool over our eyes, because then when shit went down, like, I'm gonna keep it super general, but when it went down, I was like, well, hell's bells. And then that, like, fuck me moment continued on through the entirety of that second episode beautifully.
Yeah, and heads were rolling.
Yeah, and intense moments. Just some of the things that they fucking did, I couldn't believe it. I was like at the edge of my seat, like, just, you know, clutching my pearls. It was something I've never seen before. And that's coming from Game of Thrones, you know. But thoughts?
So I think me and Doug kind of align on this. I liked the first episode, and I liked the second episode. But the way they've been building up everything, like, can we get to the fucking, to the big stuff?
Mm.
Like, we're hyper focused on
this one particular event.
Yes, on all these little things. Like,
yeah.
Like, can we get to the, like, can people start swinging now?
Yeah,
like,
and I wanted
army,
that.
Army wise, like, can I get a dragon? This supposed to be House of Dragons.
That's what was surprising. Like, I wanted them to do that with, like, the entirety of the first episode. So that I was like, maybe it was like a wasted episode. Maybe it was just like a lot of setup for this one particular event at the end of the first episode. But like that aside, just this whole event, that whole event, and it carrying through, I was like, wow, that was.
So you're telling me to wait till it's season two.
I think
it brought me back.
I'm with Rudy. Like I wanted that, but in a way, this is also, it's showing the reluctancy of these houses from actually wanting to go to the war, because they know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to pretend to know everything about this world, but two dragon wielding armies coming together, going at it, is going to be devastating, mm-hmm. right? So it's cool that we're seeing that reluctancy, I guess. But it's certainly apart, from an though. Audience point of view, it's just like, oh. I also have to remind myself, like, that this, even though it's Game of Thrones and it's very familiar, this is still a new world. I mean, we've only had the one season, which was relatively short, and we've only had two episodes from this. So there is still a little bit more character development to have. Like, I'm not even sure who, like, the real super bad guy is. I'm beginning to think it's the fucking dude that Rhaenyra was fucking at first.
Damien?
And then she started. No. Not Damon, not the uncle. The guy that's the guard for the queen, that's banging the
Chris?
Queen. Christo or something like that.
It's not
Christo.
Christo? Kristen Cole.
Yeah, Kristen Cole. I'm beginning to think he's going to be the big time just asshole that I want to die. I think that's what I'm also missing. Like, the first Game of Thrones, like, pretty quickly the Lannisters were shits.
Yeah.
And especially Joffrey was a piece of shit. So the whole, and then at the end of the first season when he offed the king's, you know, cut off the king's head, it was like, oh, this fucker's got to die. So far in this one, it's like everyone's kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I don't know who has the rightful claim. Obviously, Rhaenyra does, because that's what her father wanted. Like, but everyone's kind of doing shitty things. And then Daemon, of course, is being Daemon and doing his fucking stuff. And
fucking Matt Smith.
Yeah. His look.
I was giggling that whole time with that round table scene.
Oh, yeah. We go.
No.
There's that
round table scene where everyone's just kind of like looking at each other.
Yeah,
and he just has that look. That shit got me. That the actor for Sir Kristen Cole, whatever, he's had to like go into hiding because
people hate him.
People hate his character so much.
The world we live in. death threats to actors for their characters.
They're looking for his ass.
You hear about that shit like way back in the day. You know what I mean? Where you think the guy's name. Was it George Reeves that played Superman? Like, the kid wants to Superman is gonna shoot him. We're in 2024. Like, we have social media to get an insight of people's lives. It's an actor, people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if there's people that exist in this world that play video games and shit happens online and then they buy a plane ticket to
go look
for somebody.
Did you hear about that?
I'm but like, bro, that's not that serious.
Life
is not that serious. It's just the mindset of people that...
World has figured out that WWE wrestling is fake, but yet somehow we are going back to actors are playing the roles.
So I think crazy.
What was it? People are getting upset at the guy that plays Homelander.
We need to cut that out.
Yeah. We should totally beep when I say WWE wrestling is fake. Oh, yeah. but yeah, even people that, like the guy that plays Homelander, like people are just associating him with like, it's like, Jesus, like,
Homelander, the dude from Furiosa, they were like, why are you running for that little girl?
He's like, I'm
playing a character, and they're after him. The world, man.
Do better, people, world. Man. Do people, better, man. Audience.
People be peopling too much.
People just be too anxious to be critical, and now you got crusades to save people, and I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
Real quick, what am I hyped about? The trailer for the Batman Caped Crusader new cartoon came out. It looks really fun. It looks cool. I've said it before, I love how Batman can be so many different things. He could be funny. He could be old school. Like, this is old timey. I don't know what era it would be in, 40s, 50s or something.
It seems like a mob heavy.
Yeah.
30s, like 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
Like, so, I heard it was the 40s.
That 40s makes sense. So like, it's cool that we can still do Batman stories in that era and it fits. I'm excited for that. Personally, also tomorrow I'm going to go to VidCon for the first time. I'm not much of a big YouTube fan, so I'm going to walk around and be like, oh, it's a VidCon. And then I'm going to walk home. And then Saturday I'm going to X Games. Same thing. I'm not a huge skateboarder, BMX kind of guy, but it's still going to be fun to see him do their little flips and shit. I also just want to go to
Ventura. Are you going to go there and bring back the... Oh, he's on X Games mode.
were either of you guys around when they did the X Games at Disneyland?
No, that sounds... I mean,
I think it was like the first... I vaguely remember. It was like the first few years of it.
That's cool as hell.
They actually like constructed like dirt ramps and stuff, like abutting, I think, where DCA was going to go. I don't know if it was
that would have been a parking lot or something by then. Yeah. All right, so... That's what we're hyped about solely, but whatever. That's what we're hyped about.
You just gotta do something stupid. Like, speaking of X Games and kickflips, what would you bring into the X?
Oh, there we go.
Stupid, yeah, nonsense.
Okay. Get out of here. I think you just said it. Yeah. That's really, really dumb. Speaking of X Games and kickflips, would anyone want to bring a skateboard into the Oasis? Probably not.
Tony Hawk would.
Oh, yeah.
Not a skateboard, but maybe Silver Surfer's surfboard.
Yeah, it's different though, Jermaine.
It's a board to me, to do some things. Yeah. So who wants to start? Who's got like a cool? Should we just go through the whole list, or should we like?
Let's go a piece. Let's go round table on each thing. So talk about how you
categorized everything. I mean, the first thing I thought of was Green Lantern's power ring, because once you got that, you got everything.
Yeah.
But I also realized how fat I am and how much of an alcoholic, and I clearly don't have willpower. So I don't think I'd be able to use Green Lantern's power ring.
Work, you.
It wouldn't even go on my finger. It'd be like a magnet. It'd be like,
he doesn't test it. I just jumps off of a building. Yeah.
It's like anti willpower. I wish I had my ring with me. Like,
well, your fingers would have been so swollen because of the alcohol. It would have been fit.
Yeah, exactly. Now that the ring can talk, in the comics for the past decade, it'd just be like, slow down, Green Lantern, sector of 2814. Slow down.
Is that the sector?
I think 2814 is
flexing. Or, yeah. Hey, sure. who needs sleeveless shirts when you're just going to flex like that, huh? This guy.
Yeah.
This guy.
Is there a color for anxiety?
No, they've added a few colors.
Because I would master that mode.
Yeah. I was kind of go through all the, like, all of the base power rings based on their spectrums, but I don't know if I fit in any of them.
What is it? Your Green Lantern ring would be like
orange is greed,
old girl from Inside Out.
Orange is greed, red is rage, mm-hmm. violet is love, blue is hope, green is will, yellow is fear, white is life, black is death, indigo is all of them. I think there's gold. No, gold's all of them. They've introduced all sorts, but
greed.
Yeah, they're really fun the way they've done it all. Like, hope, the hope, the Blue Lanterns are pretty much not useless. They kind of just amp up Green Lanterns because the whole idea of like hope and will together can achieve anything. But hope by itself is not too useful. Anyway, yeah, so Power Ring would, like I said, that seems like the obvious answer, but I don't think I would have the ability to.
Is that your enchanted? Or is that just like your...
I didn't actually stick to the list that I gave you guys.
Oh, my stuff. God.
Because you guys were all questioning how it works, and I was giving, you a guideline.
To be fair, to preface
to be fair.
To be fair.
The Green Lantern Ring is kind of like a fucking like a Swiss Army knife for all that, so like it fits into all that.
To preface it, right, we talked about talking about this and like what items would you bring into the... And we're like, fuck, would you have unlimited items? And I think one of you guys was like, nah, we got to restrict it. And so you were like, oh, here's these things. And I was busting my ass.
There was confusion
in the lack of brain, my three brain cells, to try to figure this shit out.
Because I say loadout, and like I know Rudy knows what I mean, because we're gamers. Like loadout, it's like you fill your armor slots and stuff. But like you guys were kind of confused, so I gave you a guideline. I didn't think we were actually sticking to it.
Well,
but.
I thought the confusion.
I stuck to the loadout.
Because I was...
I mean, I generally kind of stuck to it.
Because I was mentioning, oh, do we want to know, like, how we would heal or, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then you're like, no, let's just keep it to this. Oh, that's what
There was a moment where you were like, oh, no, but if you either got to figure out a thing that's going to heal you, but if it's your enchanted something.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
okay, whatever.
I was like,
anyway, so my enchanted item to answer this question, we'll go with that. The game Overwatch Tracer's Chronal Accelerator.
Mm.
It allows her to, like, kind of blink forward and then rewind time, like ooh, for like quick things, like if you get shot, like rewind to when you didn't get shot or where you were back then. I'm horrible at making decisions, so that would definitely solve some anxiety if it's like, well, I ran this way. Well, that didn't work.
I was this close to picking the dagger of time.
Oh, the sands of time.
Yeah. For that same fucking reason, I'm like, I'm gonna fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
So then based off the list or however we're gonna do it, we'll just go. You know, since we're going to start with enchanting items, you know, we'll go with that. Okay. And then we'll go move on to the next thing.
Sure.
Okay.
So that's how.
So who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Okay.
The genie's lamp.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fuck off. I kept my list, like, not super, like, OP. Like, you went straight to, like, okay, me and the fucking the genie's lamp so I could fucking wish for everything.
Well, I wasn't going to wish for everything because you only have three wishes, haven't you heard? It was going to be like a, like, break in case of emergency. Mm. You know, like, fuck, I really got myself in a sticky wicket. All right, genie, do your thing.
That's smart.
And you got the three fucking wishes,
that
bro.
That works.
You know?
You're kind of giving yourself a handicap, or you're hurting yourself, though, because you don't have access to, like, one of your slots. This is how game loadouts work.
Yeah.
Except for you have the ultimate.
But if you die, then you just waste
your... Also, just don't get drunk.
If he dies, he dies.
If I got drunk, I'd be like, fuck, man, right, Mulita right. sounds so good right now.
Genie.
Hold up. Because I didn't want to be like, well, then I want a fairy godparent, you know?
Molita, Cosmo. Dos molitas de carne asada, por favor.
Oh, my God, no. My shit would be like, I'm so fucking tired. I don't want to get up and turn off the light.
Fuck the clap on. Is that what it was called?
The clapper.
Fuck the clapper. I got a genie. Anyway, sorry.
See, I went super basic with my shit.
What you go with?
Like, for... Because I made, like, three different ones. Depending on, like, whatever situations I was in.
Okay, I like that.
I have a big chillin' loadout. So that one, I had the Cloak of Levitation from
Doctor Strange.
Mm. Like, just being able to throw a fucking cloak on and, like, away!
Yeah.
So glad he doesn't say that in the comics.
I'm pretty sure that one can give you a handy, too, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it has a mind of its own, so, like,
yeah,
you know. You got a buddy. You got a friend in me.
I just picture you guys in bed. You guys in the fucking the cloak in bed. So,
you ever cross-country ski as a cloak?
I gotta go. Shit. It's gonna be awkward when there's, like, a fucking battle.
Yeah.
But, yeah. If we're going around the table, then I'm getting the rest of my shit in. So, go ahead. Jermaine.
So, my enchanted item would be a item from Marvel Comics. It's called the... Eternity mask. It's a mask that gives the wearer, like, if you're facing somebody that is powerful than you, it automatically boosts you up to their level.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh, that's that cheat shit stuff.
So,
like
so if
I like that.
So if like if you're fighting, you know, somebody, you know, that has magic powers and, you know, and abilities, you're going to be right there with them. Also, your stamina, adrenaline, like if you're fighting, like, let's say like a god and like the battle goes on for days, mm-hmm. you can fight as long as they fight. So no matter what ability anybody else has, you're right there with them.
So like the kids say, it matches their vibes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Cool. Exactly.
So that you walk into a strip club and your wallet.
What?
Don't force all the fucking the people against me.
Well, I think this is a good segue to remind the listeners that you can watch us on YouTube at youtube.com/thehypotechpodcast. Because I did a thing.
Anyway. You want? Let's do weapons. Let's do weapons next.
Weapons?
I like the weapon.
Should we split it? Melee weapon and a ranged weapon?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't pick a
range weapon. The Osteostriga from Destiny.
Bless you.
That submachine gun that shot the little heat-seeking bugs that poisoned people.
Yeah.
It was like the easiest gun to use in the game. It was awesome. It made you feel like a badass. It pretty much like the bullets were like little bugs that hit like heat-seek for people's heads, and then it also poisoned them when they hit them. So if you didn't kill them right away, it also gave them that little DOT ticking damage.
Damage over time. Wasn't that where like if you hit them with enough of them, there was like a little mini explosion too?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good one. Like half my list is from Destiny.
Isaac?
What? Okay, so melee weapon, Mjolnir. Because, it was kind of also that enchanted item as well, but I was like, nah, fuck it, it's a weapon too. It doubles up. If we're not going off of, like, the strict parameters.
Yeah, I said ranged weapon, but it's cool.
And you said melee and or ranged weapon?
And then he started with
ranged. It's all right. It's the particulars. Right, no one's going
to finish the rest of this. Well, there's rules to this?
Our one hate commenter, we don't have one, is going to just be like,
oh my God, they can't even keep to the topics. Mosher, don't comment on this fucking episode. All right, ranged weapon. What is it? The AGL Arms, 45 Long Colt, the Trigun, Vash Stampede's weapon.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because it's a set. But the 90s TV show one, not this fucking newer one. It's a fucking 22. One. It's bullshit. It's like 10 rounds and it's a 22.
Fuck?
Yeah, fuck indeed.
Is it like
nope?
Massively smaller? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's the same like form. It's just the cylinder is the same. It's just there's 10 rounds in it.
Have you not seen Black Dynamite? Does he not shoot Infinity Ammo?
But I'd have to be like, you know, a crack shot. But it's a fucking gorgeous weapon. I love the look and feel of it, and it has that little extra thing in there, some alien technology where it's like the whole angel arm shit.
Mm.
So big boom,
mm-hmm. Big bada boom.
Ranged weapon, the ZF-1 from The Fifth Element. Do you remember the scene where Zorg, the main villain, is demonstrating a crate of guns for that alien
entourage
where it had the fucking, the 300 round clip.
That was the first thing that popped up. 3,000
round clip with the instant replay.
Yeah.
Where you shoot one thing and all the other bullets would go back
to
it.
That's a good one.
The flamethrower, the rocket launcher. The ice making,
yeah, I like it.
The net launcher, the arrow, the poison tip arrowheads or explosive arrowheads, and then the fucking silent strike button at the very bottom.
Yeah,
so you're not taken. But that immediately popped into my head. I was like, oh, I need that.
That's a good one.
I need that.
I typed good Fifth Element first hit the fucking gun.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that shit. That's great.
Breaks down into four discrete pieces, invisible to X-ray.
Nice.
Perfect for discreet interventions. Jermaine?
My ranged weapon would probably be Mega Man's Buster Cannon.
Buster Cannon.
Oh, that's a
because I would be up close and personal.
Violent.
Would you have all the attachments? All the circuits to change it?
Because I would have to... Either
Cut Man.
You could change it, and then you could also, because it's his Buster Cannon. I know I'm not fully Mega Man, but if I had the cannon, maybe because I know once he touches people, then he could take that ability,
mm.
and he could use it in his cannon. So that would be my ranged weapon. But then my melee weapon, always going to be the Sword of Omens. Always.
Oh, for, yeah.
For, forever and ever. Because it's... It's like some people say that it's like a sentient being, like it could be, you know, alive, but it's just the abilities that thing has, and it's my baby.
I got fingerprints all over it.
But it's like power beyond power, but they don't show it a lot in the cartoons, but it grants, you know, the wielder, you know, like more strength, you know, because when the Thundercats, you know, see the symbol, they get you know, their abilities.
That's just to win it, yeah.
Oh no, I'm good. But so the Sword of Omens for me, because it's that mythical weapon, but your, like I said, like your strength is boost, like it's, you know, it's cosmic.
It goes compact, really too. That's kind of nice.
Yeah. Not yeah, like cosmic point. Awareness, but if you lose it, you know, you're like, so Romans, you know.
To me.
That's handy.
To my hand. But
the whole sight beyond sight, yeah, thing.
The sight beyond sight, it could, the energy blast, like it could absorb energy, blast energy, could hold planets together, destroy planets.
Like a toothpick.
So the nightlight,
couple olives together,
like it could melt through, you know, titanium and rock.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I'm pretty sure, I don't know, you know, fact or not, but I'm pretty sure I can go up against a lightsaber.
Nice.
You know, because it's a mythical thing.
Okay. Yeah.
All yeah, right. But that would be my
big words.
That's the one thing I left off my list with lightsabers.
Yeah, lightsaber. I thought about it, but I also, again, I just cut myself.
Yeah,
exactly. Just instantly.
Like, unless the force is a thing and I'm a master of it, like, nah.
How'd you lose your arm?
Quick insert. When fucking, what's her name? Osha's sister. When she's cutting her hair, I'm like, that shit's really close to your fucking face. Mm. She's like, aha. I wanted to just be like, there's my nose. Like that video they fucking sent you guys.
Yeah, that was fucking brutal.
Melee weapon, I didn't think, I couldn't really pull one. I thought about the Sword of Omens. I was like, yeah, that one's a really, really good one. I also thought of, like, Hawkman's Mace. I always thought it just looked fucking cool. And I think it could become a battle axe on the fly, too. And it's made of, like, nth metal, which has all sorts of... I feel like DC Comics constantly changes the importance of nth metal. Also, though, like, you know, playing Cyberpunk, I love the Mantis Blades or the gorilla arms, like the cybernetic just implants in the arms that make you really strong or have, like, blades coming out of them. I think that's kind of cool. Because there would be something about just watching someone just pound the shit out of someone with just fucking arms, right? Like, just cybernetic arms, just... Like, when I play Cyberpunk, like, I go into, like, kind of a super speed and just start, like, flam, flam, and just, like, blowing people's heads off with my arms. That would scare the shit out of me more than seeing someone get sliced up with a sword.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
It's fucking brutal.
Yeah. Because I don't really like to fight. I don't get tired. So if I can scare away half the people, like just brutally maim one person and then just be like, you guys want to run, please? Want to run?
Like, his arms are heavy. Yeah.
That reminds me of
games to play.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Legs. Do you remember that movie? Yeah, where he's like, what are you going to do? Knock my block off and just... Yeah, uppercut someone, his head goes flying. Like, yeah, I would run from that.
I should have picked the cotton candy gun. That's a cult classic. Reedy, what was your melee?
My melee was the Buster Sword from Advent Children, the Final Fantasy one. Not the his regular sword, but the one that can combine all seven into the one.
Oh.
That.
The exact opposite of being able to do a compact sword like the Sword of Omen. Mm-hmm. Just
yeah, no. It would have to come with the motorcycle that has sheets for all of those things.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he had the rig on his back for all of those swords to go into, which was awesome. Was absolutely hilarious to me. Like, I wish they had actually shown him with them all sheathed. But he only did, like, two. Like, he had the one, and then he had, like, a side one.
I always wondered that with anime and their giant weapons. Like, go back to Trigun. One of the characters had, like, a giant cross and was a gun and had, like, the different gun.
Wolfwood.
Yeah, Wolfwood. Yeah, and it was, like, fucking heavy. I don't know. He was just a...
inexplicably strong.
I'm like picturing the four of us coming together, like in the cool action, like they're finally together scene, and it's like you got your hammer, Jermaine's like pulling up the sword, doing the thing. I got like the mace or like the gorilla arms, like you know, they're like loading up, glowing with all the ladies. And here comes Rudy, clink, 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 fucking the big dick energy, all the like sliding through the door,
clink, damn it, clink.
Awesome.
I'd be like, hold on, guys. I just fucking just put them all together. I'm like, yeah, there's no fanfare here. This all just,
it's
yeah,
no yeah. peripheral it's all, awareness. Yeah. Just like cuts
I'm just constantly trying to rub Isaac's genie.
I would have it tucked like right yeah. there as a codpiece.
All right. So we've got ourselves little items going on. We got some weapons. What's next? Vehicle?
Yeah. Want to do motor travel or?
Yeah. Should we separate it into like armor. A land vehicle and like a space vehicle?
Sure. I'll do the land vehicle, but I can.
I can think about a land vehicle.
I can think yeah. of a couple we'll, off
we'll
top
go,
of my head.
We'll go reverse now. You can think of a land vehicle as we go.
I did always want to have that conversation of spaceship wise, like
yeah, what, we'll get into
what,
that.
What would be everybody's spaceship that they would
like?
Have?
What is the best spaceship, and why is it the X-wing? And why are you guys
all wrong? X-wing. I love the X-wing. That was my first.
I got one top. Everybody's lift. Everybody's lift. I don't care what you throw at me.
Pick one of your many empty cans. Shut up. All
right, spent a lot of time in here. Right?
What is it?
Oh, my spaceship.
Yeah, what's that spaceship?
My moto travel.
Better than an X-wing.
Voltron.
Oh, fuck off.
Shit.
Fuck off. That's
one. You gotta pick a line.
Yeah. Pick a line, motherfucker.
Yeah. It. I don't care what anybody said because the
I actually did
maneuverability of Voltron versus ships wise and light speed, bro, you guys are all dead.
Yeah. And I think they have shown like the Black Lion alone can, control all of it. Can one person control all of it?
No.
Voltron is.
I mean, you can pick a, like, I guess any of the mechs would be pretty.
No,
for the purposes of this argument, fuck you.
I guess at the end of the day, any of the mechs would be probably a better choice.
Bro,
than...
Bro, Voltron would fuck y'all up.
Yeah.
Anybody up.
Well, yeah,
Voltron. What other mechs would be comparable? Because Voltron's it.
Oh, yeah, Voltron is like the king of the mechs, but I think you could go with any of the. I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I watch Gundam or any of the other ones, but I feel like any mech would probably be a pretty cool choice, too.
Because the single pilot mechs. Yeah. Yeah.
X-Wing was really what popped in my head. I always thought that was just such a cool design. They're such a cool ship. If I can go a little bit bigger, the Defiant from Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, it was a cool
ship. I love the USS Defiant. It stood out so much compared to the rest of the Starfleet. Mm-hmm. And it was like the little warship. It had a little cloak. And It was a little tough ship.
Yeah. What you're doing, it's a little adorable ship.
I love in Star Trek First Contact when... The Enterprise E like saves the day because like Worf was about to ram the Borg cube with the Defiant, and then they save the day, and like you know Worf comes on the bridge and is like the Defiant, and it's like oh it's like damaged but salvageable, and then someone's like or Riker's like it's a tough little ship, and Worf's like little, like, yeah, love that ship.
Did you not hear my reference when I said oh that's a cool little ship? Like that was a very direct call of that.
Oh,
adorable.
Because I remember that. I remember
hold on,
that
where's
scene?
my tracer accelerator? See? It's useful.
And then you edit Chrono where you reverse it and then you do it.
What? You did in the other episode. When you hard. Fucking yeah. do was it? Yeah, that was hilarious.
You don't need to do it. You know what? We can use their imagination.
Imagination.
me? Next. What?
The voice.
Oh, sorry.
No, expand on the X-Wing. Why do you love it?
It's just the coolest fucking ship in the history of ships. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all there is to it.
Like, is that right?
Like,
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know how you can even debate that. It's
the Black Lion.
That shit has been
chop that shit up.
He's not wrong.
That shit has been around since the '70s, and like they keep going back to it because it's just mm-hmm. a cool fucking design.
How many X-Wings have been blown up in all the battles?
My line to go fetch.
Not exactly impervious.
Fetch, get him.
Lying like a motherfucker. Yeah.
Those X-Men are tough,
robot
dude.
Lion.
They can sit in a swamp for a while. They can sit in some ocean.
Yeah, you shoot lasers at it.
Yeah. Round two going down. Yeah.
You gotta be good at it. And you have a cool astromech.
That's fun.
Is R2. That included in like your vehicle thing?
I would say. If you're getting an X-Wing.
Oh, that, okay. So like, let me dive deep into my nerd knowledge and pull out a
fucking nerds.
Get an ass pull. There's a ship in Star Wars in the now Legends storyline called the Sun Crusher.
Come at me, bro.
It's like a two-seater, and the armor was so advanced. It was made with like quantum crystalline technology that they didn't need shields, that it could absorb like damn near anything. And it was made to withstand, they called it the Sun Crusher. It was made to make suns go nova and be able to, you know, withstand that.
You picked a flying space butt plug?
So, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yo, did you look it up?
Yes. Yeah.
The Sun Crusher, motherfucker.
Did you call your ass?
If I was flying any Star Wars ship, though, I would definitely want those, like, sonic bombs that the Slave One was dropping, just for the sound. Yeah. That quick, like, all the sound goes away, then more. I mean, it's space. There's no sound.
Stop.
I like how you stop yourself from having fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get your own way.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is the voice in my head. You fucking idiot. Shut up. Did you have a spaceship?
Yes. Time and relative dimension in space.
Oh, TARDIS.
The TARDIS. It's a spaceship. You can park it fucking anywhere. Yeah. You can kind of tactically transform it into anything else if it doesn't get stuck in the form of a police box.
Well, its chameleon circuit was damaged, so that's why it's stuck in a police box.
And it's a fucking time machine, so there's that whole thing, although you can't technically go back.
Again, our fleet's forming. We got Voltron coming up.
Spinning cool box.
Where's the USS Defiant comes in. There's
the TARDIS. It is loud, though. That's the thing. Is like every time the TARDIS comes on screen, it's like...
did you watch the episode where River Song is like, you know why it makes that sound, right? Because the e-brake is on.
That's right.
She dropped that shit in there. Fuck my shit up.
At that point, that's like six seasons or something like that. I mean, come on. This is fucking great. That's fun.
That'd be a good one. That's where I'd want to have the party at.
It's bigger on the inside.
I think, I don't know if I'm remembering incorrectly. Check your fucking facts. I don't, but the TARDIS is actually like a huge, like gigantic, like ship. And it's just the fact that it's, you know, camouflaged.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant to go anywhere and like blend in. This is why it's that small.
That's really handy.
But it's like a, you know, generally like when it was made, it was like a huge, like dreadnought.
But there's like a bunch of them, aren't there? Isn't there?
There were.
And you don't have to be a Time Lord operator. I mean, you could just figure the fuck out. He's just doing a bunch of, you know, switches and clickety clacks and stuff.
Yeah,
hamming it up for the camera.
Here comes Voltron. Yeah.
I do. I used to be like
just Voltron eating all of our ships. Yeah.
I used to be really into like all the starship designs. I loved like watching Star Trek. Whenever they introduced like a new class ship or a new alien race, and seeing the ship designs, I always got so excited for them all. And like any other sci-fi thing, I think I saw somewhere today that Stargate SG-1 people consider to have some of the best ships. I never really watched it, but something I might want to go look at. I thought Babylon 5 had some pretty cool ships. Like the White Star was pretty awesome. That was a cool ship. But
the Vipers from Babylon 5 are pretty cool.
Even
the Battlestars themselves are.
Oh, Battlestar. Yeah. I said Babylon 5.
No, and I said the Vipers from Battlestar Galactica are pretty cool.
Okay, yeah.
Did you guys like the design of, what was that thing? The one with Kevin Sorbo, the Andromeda?
Oh yeah, that was a fun little design.
Because it was unique.
Definitely. Land vehicles.
Oh, can I go first?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Epona, the horse. Next.
Which horse?
The horse, Epona, right? Is the name Epona? Can I go?
The horse that was immortal.
Boom. There you go. Next.
Okay. All right.
And came whenever you played your flute.
Literally all I could pop in my head right now.
I was torn between the Sparrow from Destiny, because they're fucking awesome, but ultimately the Ninja Turtles party wagon.
Nice. Great second. fucking second.
I had three, because one of them, the motorcycle from Advent Children that went with the swords, because they had like a compartment that busted out and you could put all your swords in. But then I had
I'll allow it.
I had a toss-up.
You're gonna need it.
I had a toss up because, of course, I want Batman's Tumblr. Because that thing is just beast.
Yeah, and it's got stealth mode.
I imagine though it goes into that position and you're like, oh no!
Yeah.
Butt foot position. There's just a button that says FDAU.
I was expecting he's like, I was expecting a Robin sooner.
But it was between that and the train from Back to the Future 3.
Oh, as soon as you said train, I said Back to the Future?
Time
yes.
Hell yeah. Not necessarily the time machine, but as long as he has it hover converted. You remember how like it came at the very end, and it just lifted up and did the whole thing like the DeLorean does in part two? I'm like, I
was going to choose a DeLorean. I remember
the drip of flying a train just around the world. Yeah.
I wanted to choose a DeLorean. Choose the DeLorean, but I was like, the whole idea of like, if you want to time travel, you gotta get up to speed and all that jazz. There's always some fucking thing that you gotta go, whatever.
Yeah, time traveling, butterfly effects, didn't want to ruin that.
Trip of running train around the world.
All of our stations are like, running train. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that a fucking flying steamer?
Yeah.
Right, Cleveland on the side.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Cleveland steamer.
Well done. Let's hear Duran answer Voltron again.
Yeah, the fucker.
The
land. The actual.
Am I right? The automobile Voltron.
It's your weapons.
Simba, just a motherfucker. I'll ride a real lion around this motherfucker.
My enchanted item. The black lion. My weapon. The red lion. My
perfect.
Honestly, though.
Stupid.
I love it. Land vehicle would probably have to be the Thunder Tank.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was a beast of a machine. Oh, man, that shit could just bush through anything. The little claw cannons and just the person in the back, that's just that laser cannon that they had in the back.
Oof. That'd be cool. Intimidating also. I like it. Yeah, that's what I want to think more on, too. I mean, I'm sticking with my party wagon answer, but as soon as, I started thinking about, as soon as we mentioned stealth mode, I thought about the Twisted Metal TV show where they joked about stealth mode, and then I started thinking about all the beepers and Twisted Metal. I was like, oh, some of those would be pretty cool.
Wait, I was half expecting, all of your items to be, alcohol-oriented. You're like, party wagon, let's go. What was it?
A couple beer steins.
The party wagon was more pizza based, though. Right?
Enchanted item. I want a beer that never ends. Ha ha. Let me die of liver disease.
You know, that's where your healing item comes into play.
Yeah.
Hey, what armor. Else? We're down to armor now.
Armor.
Your look. Your overall gear look.
Oh, I mean, I don't. You know,
your drip.
Yeah, when it comes to actual armor, it's like Iron Man's armor, Batwing's armor, or something I didn't really know an answer to that. My overall look, I'm a fan of the cyberpunk look, so I would go with something along the lines of a cyberpunk look. I don't have a specific armor to draw from, but a Batman suit. I'm sure there's a cyberpunk version somewhere. Some fan did it.
My sec.
I picked Iron Man's armor.
Uh-huh.
I want something versatile, you know what I mean? Yeah, multi-use. Yeah, why the fuck not? Nanotech, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the nanotech one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like when you watch all those other ones, as cool as the fucking suit-ups were, and I'm glad we got multiple versions of suit-ups, I was like, all right, time to make it really convenient. Dip, dip, dip.
Yeah.
And there you go.
I like that.
I didn't choose like a functional armor. My shit was more for the look.
Hell yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 4? The last one was Solid Snake. The very end of the game where he's at the gravesite or whatever, and then Big Boss shows up. Mm-hmm. You remember what he was wearing? He had his suit on, and then he had that fly-ass trench coat. I still pull that video up and be like, man, if I ever had the money, I'm going to have someone make me that shit.
Hell yeah.
Because that shit is fucking, it's just cool. Just the way it's tailored.
Yeah.
Like, I'm basic. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't need my shit to do anything other than look good.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Fly.
Jermaine?
Dipped in butter. That's my armor. Just me dipped in butter.
That's my fantasy. You dip in butter.
So, this man, that comic, what is it? Our World's at War. Yeah, that's what it was called. So, there's a armor made from, what's his name again? The villain, Imperax.
Our World's at War. What is that from? Is this its own story?
It's from DC Comics. It was like a...
Our World's at War.
Like, it's like an epic, saga where... So there's a villain that Darkseid is... Or a being that Darkseid is scared of. And this is a being that could destroy galaxies, you know, make whatever he wants. And he's coming. And it's all of DC's characters trying to, you know, stop this, you know, OP character from coming. But there's a armor, I believe the name is like Entropy Aegis armor that Darkseid made, that he was going to give it to Superman, but Superman denied it, so Steel took it. John Henry Irons. So he took it, and it's just like this. Just think of Batman's armor, like the Hellbat suit, but something that's, you know, ridiculously OP. Like, you can, you know, survive like the vacuum of space, you know, absorb, reflect energy, teleportation, you know, you have energy blasts, you know, able to withstand cosmic level attacks. But it's just one of those things, like, it's like a planet destroyer type armor. But I just think it just looked dope as hell.
And you picked a trench coat.
I just picked a cyberpunk look. Like, I'll have pink hair and like some neon lights.
See,
the way little LEDs going.
The trench coat and X-Wing's all I need, baby.
But now that you brought up comics, I was thinking about fucking Nightwatch Batman, the Azrael's Batman that, you know, everyone hated. But man, when I was a kid and I saw that new suit all armored up in the shuriken shooter, the little bat shuriken shooter, that'd be a cool suit also.
I didn't hate it. This shit just looked a little over the top to me. When the first time I saw it, I was like,
That'd be a fun.
I liked his newer ones, like his newer look in the new comics now. I like, kind of like his.
If we wanted to do like a more like research-based episode, I would say like exploring that era in DC would be interesting. The 90s, when like they were really trying to change up everything, Superman dying and coming back, Hal Jordan going crazy and killing all the Lanterns and leaving Kyle Rayner, Aquaman losing his hand, and like Batman breaking his back. Like, that whole era was like such a shakeup of what DC Comics was. And I don't know what all we could talk about other than like, it was cool. I hated it.
And then just me going, what happened?
Yeah.
Huh?
We'll give you like 3 months to read everything.
Never going to happen.
Was that all our categories?
Yeah, that was.
Oh, any honorable mentions that people want to bring up?
Yeah, Harry Potter's wand.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the Philosopher wand, but I think that like kills you, right? Or it harms you if you use it or some shit like that. I also wanted to do the Deathly Hallows, which was the Philosopher's Stone, the wand, and then the Visibility Cloak. Mm-hmm. And then you, escape death or something like that, kind of, you know, longevity. But the whole, you know, catch 22 of it is you're going to fucking die anyways.
I thought the third hollow was the one that lets you bring people back from the dead.
Or was it that all of those together let you bring? I don't remember the lore, but it just in general, I actually just wanted to do like a wand. Mm-hmm. Just because of the convenience of it, but that also means you have to like learn all of these things.
Yeah,
it's a Lemio song. Yeah.
you need a wand, homie. I got you.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it's right there.
For other things that's honorable mention, I was thinking about.
It's made of carne asada.
Jesus, chorizo.
That's like my enchanted item was probably going to be like an ability from. Full Metal Alchemist, like I would want to have the ability to...
A specialty or like just like the overall being able to transmute stuff?
Yeah, just being able to transmute stuff like when I need or whatever it is. So that would have probably been one of my like enchanted abilities, something like that.
I like that.
Or the Or the book from Death Note.
I'm killing everybody with that shit.
It's the lazy man's way. You're like, that fucking guy didn't put his blinker on.
So, what's your full name?
Oh, my honorable mention for range weapon, the Lawgiver 2, Judge Dredd.
That's a cool one.
Just so I could be like, double whammy.
Yeah, that was on my list. Doug had mentioned the mask from the movie The Mask.
Oh, yeah.
That was originally, that was going to be my enchanted, because you have that toon power. No matter what anybody does to you, like, even if they wipe you out of
that's true, yeah.
Like, you can come back.
I feel like that's another like your genie lamp, like another last resort. Yeah. Like after you know been fighting, you're like, oh, fucking, let's go. Like because you know there's a little bit of chaos.
P-A-R-T-Y. Yeah, that would be fun as fuck.
This shit only works at night though. Right?
Sorry. Yeah, that's right. Also, by the way, I can't imagine your fucking giant head fitting in a judge mask, a helmet.
Well, I'm not wearing the helmet, motherfucker. Just, I have a helmet.
It's just like sitting on the top of your fucking head.
I'm like, I need a size 8.
I am the law.
I am the head.
I immediately went to like a Star Trek tricorder just for the ability, how much information that gives.
Mm.
It's not exciting, but it's still kind of nice. Mm. But then I was also thinking like a ghost from Destiny, because you know it could bring you back to life, and same thing, gives you a lot of information and talks to you a little bit. It's
opens doors.
Yeah, opens doors.
How many people like saw Infinity Gauntlet on their list?
You know,
because technically you wouldn't be able to use
always,
it, right?
I've always been one when it comes to like these kind of games to like. Not go full OP.
I didn't want to race straight subtlety.
I went one down and went. I found like the bands, whatever the quantum bands.
The ones that make her dance.
Wow. Hell yeah,
bands.
That's a good dance. One.
What are you talking about?
What the quantum bands? Basically, like the bangles,
the nine rings.
No.
Oh, from the Marvels.
Yeah. Yeah. So technically, they're like the quantum bands. Her bangle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know like how much of the lore you would like. Would you have to be part mutant or djinn or whatever?
Yeah.
So, but in general, if you could like pop those on, it would then give you power of flight and vulnerability. You could breathe in space or whatever.
So that's why I
Paraplast.
Chose that Eternity mask was because if anybody
universe
when I watch
that's what I would have
in when I watch card. Things like I love Dragon Ball, like I love Bleach, and DC Comics, and then you have these OP people that come in, and then you have like all the regulars, you know, that can't really do much, but it's just one of those things, you know, like when you like if you have somebody, you know, that's dark side that he comes to your planet, you know, I'm about to smash you up, but then you have the Infinity Mask, he's like, why can't I take this? Like, he wouldn't even know that I have it on because you can't even see it, but it's just one of those things, like if anybody came with the Infinity Gauntlet, I'm as strong as you. You can't do anything to me.
It's a great mask. Yeah, it really is like the
truth. You kill half the people, I'll kill half the people.
Full planet dead.
So.
It would be half-half. So you'd have 25% left.
Oh, shit. That's
right. Yeah, because one would go and then the other would go. And then you can keep getting it down 12
you
and a half.
You know how we are
I'll with math. I'll bring that
25 back. On this shit,
okay? I'll bring that 25
back. Same, but different.
Same so thing. Even with style, like the way I took it was probably wrong, because I was looking at the reason why my list looks like that, because I was thinking about like world or something that I would kind of like live in, and my design for my world would be, because I like Conan the Barbarian, you know, like the barbarian days, like I like the mythology type stuff, like the gods, like I love the, you know, like that power level, but it would be that style mixed with a little bit of like Dragon Ball Z, but it would also be in a space, so it's just one of Voltron. Those things. Yeah, exactly. With my lions
and that's loincloth and oiled up with his fucking lions. I'm for it. I want to see that movie.
I
do have one more honorable mention.
Go for it.
Materia from fucking Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
The orbs that let you do magic. Mm-hmm. It's to have them all. Stop it. To have them all just to be able to like, oh, I need to heal. And we fucking slot the yeah. the human materia.
Oh, I would just quad summon Knights of the Round just to waste everybody's time.
We're like, oh, he's fucking doing it again.
45 minutes later.
Let's go make a sandwich.
Yeah.
You gotta be one of them real fucking nerds and all that reference.
Dude, rant, totally random. The Cupboard from Indian in the Cupboard. Oh, would you be able to use that for anything? Like, what happened if you put a fleshlight in there?
That's you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry to say that's exactly where my mama went. Yeah. I was like, what could I put in there that I could fuck?
There really is like so many answers. Yeah, no.
If that Indian is willing enough.
Yeah.
Sorry, Native.
I had the Death's Whisper, which is Sylvanas from World of Warcraft, her bow. I shoot archery and I like bows. And I was like trying to think, like, what's a cool fucking bow?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Like, I don't know if they're really like. I'm sure there's some. I didn't spend a whole lot of time looking through it. I was like, Legolas's bow, like that just looks cool. I don't know if it's special. Green arrows or Hawkeyes, like again, there's nothing special about their bows. Sylvanas has like a pretty cool bow that can like do some damage and like silence people and stuff like that. So I was like, all right, that's kind of.
You don't want like a boxing cool. glove arrow?
No. Just one with a middle finger that just.
Because in a battle, if everyone is equipped like this kind of stuff, a bow's not going to do much other than just to be awesome just to start the battle with.
Just, well, fuck me, right?
That's what's written on it when it like bounce. Ugh. Pick it up and well, fuck me, right?
Hit the fucking button.
No,
he just goes.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Fuck right off.
There you go.
Oh, the new song.
Go ahead and do it again. Stole from Instagram.
Guess I'll just go and fuck myself.
Like when Jermaine shows up with Voltron and I've just got my bow. It's like, hey,
pink. No. You throw it past me and then my line's trying to go past it. Yeah. Distract him.
It's a laser.
One of your leg lions runs off and so all the Voltron just collapses because right. you're piloting it by yourself. So they're on AI. This is certainly going to be like a topic that like I was saying before we started recording. It's like 3 weeks from now I'm going to be like, oh, fuck, that would have been a good answer. Yeah. Like, you know what I want? I want the Superman S with the cellophane attack. A la Superman 2 or something. Fuck,
keep your enemies fresh.
You know what? As far as outfit, I want Zod, I want that version of Zod's outfit, just all the way to the navel. Yes. Deeper V-neck.
Yeah.
Kneel before navel.
Yeah. There's so much.
Shit, I would love the Joker's little electric zap.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, yeah. So you're like, you know, secondary melee weapon.
Like, good game, my guy. Did you know it wasn't a good game?
Did you guys read Ready Player One?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I never read the book.
Did you watch the audiobook?
Yeah. Oh, or the audiobook.
It counts.
Yeah. The movie did a really good job of showing all the fun stuff that was in that world.
Yeah.
But the book really explored like just how much cool stuff. Like
oh, a ton in of
the
cool book,
wasn't
stuff.
He flying around in a DeLorean, but it had the Ghostbusters symbol on it?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, there was one of them was like all the license plate was Ecto-1 or some shit like that.
Yeah, like he had combined like a bunch of stuff
like mashed together.
Yeah, and he had an X-wing, but I think he kind of commented like everyone had an X-wing. I think same with lightsabers. He said lightsabers were cool at first, but then everyone like got one.
Did they do it in the movie? I blanked out because I saw it the once. But did he have like the Spider-Man's mech?
He had
in the book. He did.
Yeah, in the movie it was another. It was Mechagodzilla.
Was it?
I think. Didn't he use Mechagodzilla in the movie?
Mechagodzilla was what? Sorrento.
Oh.
God, great memory.
Ultraman,
oh, Iron Giant. He used Iron Giant in
one of those.
I thought the black chick was Iron Giant because she had the Iron Giant.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
What
I
the just fuck did he have? Because the
Ultraman
had
was different. Ultraman?
Had, it was either Ultraman or it was a Voltron. Oh, fuck. Was
I heard that the Ultraman got switched into the Gundam.
Yeah.
So it was
the Asian dude had the... What did he pull? Nah, I don't fucking remember.
In the movie or the book?
In the movie. In the book, he had the Spider-Man, the Japanese Spider-Man make.
Spider-Man.
Which was like so, I'm listening to somebody read me a book. And then it popped, this whole Spider-Man, I'm like, that's a fucking great pull. Of all of the things that you can pull from, like, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was Gundam.
That's what they use as a Gundam in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, you guys are talking about... Oh,
no, what he had in the movie. The Asian kid had the Gundam.
Mechagodzilla. Or, no, I think you're right. Fucking A. Whatever. Yeah, yeah, chicken facts.
Yeah, chicken facts.
Watch the video.
Go watch the movie.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that's as good a place as any to close out the episode. If there's anything we might have missed, or if there's anything on your loadout that you wanted to let us know about, fucking let us know about it. How many times am I going to say let us know about it, Doug?
Yeah. Yeah. As always, keep the conversation going. This is like not the majority of our topics, but this is definitely a good one to think about. I mean, I'm sure some of you have, and maybe you haven't before, and it's a fun one to think about. And tell us, tell your friends, tell your family, call up a random stranger and tell them.
And let us know what's better, Voltron or X-Wing.
Well,
go into it and don't try to be super OP. Like try like pull from everywhere. Like get into details. Like nerd out. Like don't go straight to Voltron and be like, oh, I can beat everybody.
Yeah.
No, it's not that I can beat everybody. It's
struck a nerve, I see.
No. Because it's a ship that I don't think anybody would ever thought. That's what, you know, it's always been a conversation that I always wanted to have because I don't think people look at Voltron that way. It's okay.
Which way are you looking at Voltron?
It's cool. Yeah. I let you fly right next to me.
It's from the back of it underneath.
Yeah. Hey, I got wings too.
Hear the rest of Jermaine's argument.
I do have to say that Voltron from the last cartoon.
Got a ship, got legs on it.
So fucking cool. Mm-hmm. What a cool Voltron.
Till next time, guys. Same hype time.
Same hype channel.
Hype attack. Thank you.